Well, I thought overall, you know, listen, I've no any qualms with St Johnstone going through to the next round. You know, I thought we knew it was going to be a real challenging game, you know, against a very highly charged, energetic St Johnstone side. And I thought they were excellent with the ball the first half, and I thought they were absolutely tremendous without it, in the way that they hounded and pressed and never gave us a minute to settle at all into the game. And what really, although they had a lot of the ball and the opportunities that they had in the first half, I'm really disappointed in the manner of the way that the two goals came about. You know, they're two throw-ins from us. We go inside the park and give it away very, very cheaply, you know, and they counter on us and punish us. We then regroup at half-time and tweak one or two wee things. And I thought we showed a wee bit more energy. We got in a little bit closer to them, to be fair. And they certainly didn't have the same momentum in the game for longer periods in the first second half as they did in the first half. You know, in the last 20 minutes when we brought a little bit more energy on, brought the young Zach, Kane and LG on, I thought they gave us absolutely tremendous energy. And, you know, I'd love to have seen the final 10 minutes, you know, of a very strange decision with the ref or the linesman, you know, why the goal wasn't given. You guys will maybe think that it was for an offside decision, but the word that we're hearing is they're saying that it came off our player and then straight to you know, LG that finished, but it's actually the centre. I've just watched it twice there. Actually, the centre-backs that passes the ball back, that intercepts it and passes the ball back into LG's path. And it was a wonderful finish for the kid, very composed. And then the last kick of the ball, or the last minute of the game, you know, he should have had one at the back post there as he came in. But, you know, overall, I thought we showed a little bit more in the second half. But, you know, if we can take anything away from today, you know, is that I think you can look at a team there at St Johnstone that they're the best, you know, in terms of what we've come across this season, in terms of how to press without the ball. And you can see why they've got that kind of success. You know, I thought their energy was fantastic. And that is something that we have to take into the next few games with us, you know, the next couple of difficult weeks that we've had. It's been a very, very challenging month, you know, when we get started back there, for all part-time clubs, but us in particular, because we still had the couple of games to catch up on. And that is the fourth Thursday that we've had to play in a row now there. And I've not got the violin or nothing out there, but I just feel, you know, that the lower league clubs, one and two, we've been really shafted here, you know, in terms of the demands that are placed on the welfare of the players, etc. Even the demands of the game today, you know, that we have to play Thursday and we've got to come and play a full-time team that have had a full week's break, and we've played Saturday, Tuesday, Thursday, and then having to come and play here. And I've got to thank St Johnstone and Callum in particular, you know, for agreeing to a 5:30 kick-off, because the SFA would want us to play at 11:45 today. You know, and you just feel that everything that you're trying to do, and their argument will say, well, you just wanted it, away and get on with it. You know, you's great for it. But why at the top end of the Championship, you know, why are they having to wait for the Premier League to finish in 2 weeks? Why could they not give the lower league teams a wee bit of grace, you know, and fit other games in? There's a free Thursday next week, and they wouldn't give us the Dumbarton game next Thursday because they're using it if anybody gets a COVID test or a COVID outbreak, or maybe it would snow, you know, in the end of April. And I'm going on a right rant here because it's bugged me for the last month, to be perfectly honest. And, you know, what if? That's a big word. You know, let's take day by day and what these guys are actually going through. And you've got the momentum of the players, that the case of the part-time players, where they're out there and they're giving absolutely everything. You know, the Tuesdays, the Thursdays, the Saturdays, for the last 4 weeks. And they've got to get up and do a shift every single morning at the same time. So there's no recovery. You know, and we're actually on our knees today in terms of players that we had to leave out. You know, the bench only looked strong today. Was it? It wasn't at all.
It's actually two games in less than
48 hours. Aye, listen, it's you know, everything's geared for the big clubs. I actually feel with the Scottish Cup this year, I actually feel that even the way that it's drawn and whatever it may be, that because of the year that we've had, well, the Scottish Cup's, and it's a great romantic story, the Scottish Cup. but it seems to be geared for to get, let's make it exciting and get all the big ones in there. That's what it seems like. I know that, and that's, I'm not sure great, so I wish St Johnstone all the best. They thoroughly deserved their victory. But just in the way that, even Dumbarton, the way that they were treated to go and play Aberdeen in the previous round, everything's geared for the big clubs this year.
Don't know.